pasuk in this week's parsha explains that the Karma Chatos was shechted in the same place as the Karban Ola. The Chatos was brought by those who sinned. And the Chizkuni explains the reason why we placed those who brought the Chatos with those that brought the Ola is because we wanted to save the sinner from embarrassment. Therefore, if the person bringing the Chatos would stand with the one bringing the Ola, no one would know who the sinner was and who was bringing the Karban Ola. There's a beautiful story about the Rosh Yeshiva of Chabin. His name was Rabbi Avram Janikovsky. He was known to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham and as well a tremendous Baal Midos. One time on Motzei Shabbos, he was speaking to a couple, and a Talmud walked in, and he noticed that the woman's hair was not covered. The Rosh Yeshiva wanted to make Avdallah, but he wasn't allowed to say the bracha in front of the woman whose hair was uncovered. He wasn't sure what to do, and he thought of a brilliant idea. He turned to the woman and said, "It's my minhag that when I make Avdallah, I face Yerushalayim." And therefore, he was able to preserve the dignity while still being able to follow halacha. Sometimes our desire to fulfill halacha, we trample those who stand in a way, chas v'shalom, and hurt their feelings. The Torah is makbid on their kavod, so should we have a great Shabbos.